when I started at Foothills, those graduating college seniors, they were actually right then graduating eighth grade. I completely remember them in that moment. I remember them graduating and then also weathering so much through their high school years. It's so wonderful to see them again. Through that time, I had many long conversations with a few of them, often not easy ones, conversations that were fundamentally about how to survive. Every one of us have these stories of challenge, of sacrifice, of loss, times in our lives where we had to learn how to survive. Every one of us across all our lives. And sometimes just remembering what we survived can be so powerful. You might notice that I am broadcasting from a different location than usual this morning. That's because I finally decided to set up a real home office in my basement. It took a little bit of rearranging, and in my rearranging, I came across an old journal. A journal and some photos from about, like, you know, one of those you keep in a box. It was from about 20 some years ago, all marking my life from that time. So 20 years ago, I was in the middle of coming out. I was distant from my family. I was poor. I was grieving. I was grieving recent deaths in my family and in relationships. And also I was falling in love, encountering all these things again. I couldn't help but just take immediately like a big, deep breath, remembering all that I survived from that time. I felt proud and strong. And also I felt sad and exhausted and angry, and also brave. Remembering survival often brings up all the feelings, because survival, it's a different thing than just simply like overcoming or thriving even. Survival is about getting by, first in your body, and then hopefully in your spirit. Survival is basic. Primal. We are wired for it. And when we're at the point of just trying to survive, it helps us to keep in our center, that mantra we've been talking a lot about recently, that we're all doing the best we can. Remembering survival requires a generous compassion, a compassion first for ourselves and then for each other. Because how we survive, let's be honest, it sometimes doesn't look very pretty. Sometimes how we survive looks like the least bad choice. And sometimes we survive, but with a cost, a personal cost or a collective cost. And sometimes our survival requires looking the other way when others aren't quite as lucky. And sometimes that's just what it is. It's luck. And sometimes it's privilege. Sometimes it's injustice. Most of the time, we don't know how to think about any of it, what it is exactly, and we can't know until later when we're doing the remembering. In the middle of the surviving, survival just means hunkering down and trying to get by. Meaning comes later. And this is important for the moment that we're in right now, this moment. To explain what I mean, I want to turn to some words from Heather Cox Richardson. I know a few of you are following her work. It's so it's so helpful. She's a historian who's been offering a nightly recap of the day's news. She puts it in a historical context. So these are words from her Friday night recap this past Friday. She writes, "The news is overwhelming. It is designed to be overwhelming. This sort of chaos and confusion destabilizes society. And in that confusion, as tempers run hot, people are desperate for certainty and so return to old patterns. Many are willing to accept a strong leader who promises to restore order, or are simply so distracted and discouraged they stop caring what their leaders do. They simply hunker down and try to survive. It's so important that we draw a line from those stories that we've heard today, those personal stories of survival, to the protests that are happening across the country in this moment. These protests that are a march for literal survival, a march that's been going on now for African Americans for generations, marching and remembering survival of all those who came before, feeling all the feelings that come with remembering, right? It's all happening now, feeling weary and brave and angry and grief-stricken, all the feelings, because it's not just remembering, it's also about surviving right now, survival. The fight and struggle to survive is right now. And the risk in this moment is that any of us, especially those of us who are white, become so focused on our own individual survival, or maybe the survival of our most immediate circle, which is understandable and probably biological in the middle of a pandemic. But the risk is that we forget some of the most important lessons of resilience that we've been exploring over these weeks, and all the lessons that were so present in the stories that we heard today. The risk is that we forget that we survive not by hunkering down, but by looking up. The risk is that we forget that we survive through community, or that we survive when we all survive. We forget that collective resilience, to paraphrase Sean's message from 2 weeks ago, comes through collective healing in our collective body. The chaos and confusion of this moment, the profound uncertainty, it could lead us to hunkering down even more, focusing in on our own survival. It can lead us to judgment about tactics, or accepting any internet meme that simplifies the situation as truth. But it doesn't have to. We can remember instead that the roots of our resilience actually live in our reaching out and our connecting in our looking up, in our asking for and receiving each other's help, learning each other's story, which are anything we know. Our stories are anything but simple when we really listen. Resilience comes with like working together, even when we don't feel like it, or when it seems like we don't really need help per se, or even when it's awkward. After all, community is awkward, and our stories of survival are not always pretty. And we can remember that the roots of our resilience live in our willingness to open ourselves up to even greater waves of compassion for ourselves, for each other, and seeing our survival as fundamentally linked to our survival, so that from this foundation, we can engage this moment of great uncertainty, not only with trepidation, but also with creativity and faith, a sense that with courageous love, this time of uncertainty and upheaval can also be a time where we together imagine and create a world where we all survive and thrive. May it be so, and amen. Will you join us now in a time of prayer? This prayer begins with a centering music piece called I Need You to Survive by Hezekiah Walker. It's performed by Christopher Watkins Lamb and Melissa Montforti. Let's pray together now.